My goodness gracious, you just listened to me not only learn how to read in general, but tell the tale of Lisa Leslie's first professional dunk after several dunks on the low in other basketball-related settings. Joining me now to discuss further and vamp and be fantastic, co-host of the... soon to be Emmy. Are they going to start giving podcast Emmys?
Maybe.
Soon to be podcast Emmy Award winning co-host of Spinsters, of the fantastic basketball podcast, and she could probably still take you off the dribble. Jordan Liggins, everybody.
Wow. Thank you. I can never live up to that intro, but I will try my best.
Hey, no, we looked you up. We know. I don't know where Point Loma is, but I know they get buckets over there.
It is in San Diego, and I think that is all you need to know for that basketball scene.
Okay, let me ask you something off top. Have you ever seen a woman dunk in a game you were playing in?
Ooh, not that I was playing in. No.
Okay.
I think that is probably my biggest fear, is being dunked on in a women's basketball game, because that is just something that I'm not prepared for. That's not something that you are trained on as a girl growing up, which they should probably start training girls, because they're dunking out here. So somebody is about to get dunked on.
I've been dunked on at the Sports and Rec, and I can tell you it's sort of like Mortal Kombat a little bit in a way. It's sort of like your soul leaves your body and yeah. then shortly returns, but it does go.
Is it humbling? Like, do you want to quit immediately, or are you fired up to for revenge?
Well, it's the five stages of grief at once, but physically you feel like, you remember when Kanye and Lil Pump was in those blockus outfits? You remember those little cube? Yeah. They were like little babies in like big block suits. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, totally understand.
You're like, you sure you guys don't want to call this game? You don't want to just say they won?
But no one has dunked in a game that I've been in, but I have seen... I've witnessed someone dunk in a practice that I was in, actually, when I was like in sixth grade.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was in awe. It was like the first time I had witnessed it up close and personal. It was Vicky Baugh. She went on to Tennessee playing the WNBA, and it was so effortless for her. And especially being so short myself and as a point guard, I knew I could never do that. So it was amazing to see.
Why weren't women dunking more in like earlier league? Like, we didn't see it until the WNBA. That's just generally the rule. But like, if you're behind the scenes, everyone knows like the best player in your town might could do it. You know, there's a lot of great female players who are about 6'9", 6'10".
Yeah, I think it. Well, 6'9", 6'10".
Well, I don't know. I don't know height.
Six.
I don't know how high.
Maybe like 6'6", 6'7". But okay. I think it's just not encouraged, because even when I saw Vicky dunk, it was so understated, and it wasn't like the whole gym went up in arms, which I feel like when guys dunk, especially when they get their first dunk, it's like the celebration. And for women, it's not so much. It's like it's risky. Why would you risk, you know, the 2 points? Why not just get a guaranteed layup? And that's like the conversation, especially back in the day. I think that's changing now, but it wasn't as celebratory.
True. And I'm guessing, you know, coaches just being uptight in the butt about things, because I know in boys high school ball, a lot of coaches, especially back, you know, anything pre everybody getting off Facebook. So we're talking right. MySpace era and back, like coaches were really up their ass and like, oh yeah, don't, what are you showing off? It's like, no, this mm-hmm. is like, I can do some shit that like nobody else on the court can do. Like, why won't you just let me do it? But there's always this battle of like, it's like, I mean, low key, if I was making a Venn diagram, coaches that don't like high school players dunking is on the same side as don't kneel on my flag. I'm not, I don't want to elaborate further than that, but if I was building a Venn diagram, they would be very closely related.
Okay.
And all right. That's just how I feel.
That's fine. That's a visual aid. We can all take that home with us. That's great.
Yeah. Everybody, I also want adults to start doing Venn diagrams. You remember when motherfuckers started doing coloring books again?
Yes. See? I do Venn diagrams. I do a lot of pros and cons lists and Venn diagrams. I think I'm a visual person and you need that sometimes. So you really painted the picture. Thank you so much.
Oh, man. You're welcome so much equally.
That idea of what you're saying of like, you know, you're showing off or stop trying to be the cool kid. Like if I could dunk, I would be dunking at every basket that I came across all the time, all day. And for women, you have to train, you have to do those plyometrics. You have to like build that and work on that. And sometimes if you're not dunking all the time, you can lose it. And so if it was reverse and we were celebrating this wonderful thing that this tall player and all American can do, then she would be getting better at it, more confident, you know, encouraged to do it, then she'd be dunking all the time. And same with Lisa Leslie. I don't know if her coaches were encouraging her to do it because it was risky.
Which we all agree, hella lame. Glad it's changing. I feel like for me, at least just as a fan, Brittany Griner was the change. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, it's as the league is growing, women's college basketball is going nuts. She's dunking on people, you know, which is the next level. And it was super duper awesome.
Candace Parker came before her, though.
Oh, right. Did Candace ever dunk on anybody? She caught one on a breakaway.
No. Yeah, she caught a breakaway, but she dunked in college and she at Tennessee. So she was one of the first to dunk in college in the Final Four, biggest stage. So I think Brittany Griner is kind of the next version of that because she was dunking on people in college and now, you know, she just dunked last week in the WNBA and makes it look so easy. You know, middle of the play, not only breakaway dunks like Lisa's and Candace Parker's, like Brittany Griner is dunking on a out of bounds play. So that's where it's next level.
The closest I ever got was one summer I touched the pad at the bottom of the backboard. And I talked about, that's I'm talking exciting. About it. I talked about it now. I'm talking about it 15 years later.
I think they have a contest for that. Like it's not the dunking contest, but the touch the pad contest.
The pad touching contest.
I would watch that. You could do some reverse touches. You could do a start with your left, finish with the right touch. You could really mix it up.
Guys, follow my locked Twitter to register for the pad touching contest. Gonna be at the Glendale YMCA. Dates to be determined.
I would go. I would see that.
Typically, who's dunking? So Candace, I consider a four. I was just about to say that, like, it's centers mainly as far as like women dunking. Recently, I saw not only was she in high school, she appeared to be a wing player, maybe like a two or three. Alexia Mobley. I hope I'm not fucking her name up. She's committed to Louisville and she put one down clean, running start on the rim. And I'm like, wait a second.
They're different. The young women coming up are different because like we talked about in, you know, in our podcast with Natalie Weiner, she really did the research from trainers and coaches, you know, lowering the rim so that girls can get that confidence and that practice so that they are doing those plyometrics. They're in the weight room. They're being encouraged to do it. So it's not surprising that girls in high school and going into college are making it look too easy, like scary easy.
Yeah. And it's no different than the dudes coming up. We like as a guy, you try to dunk on eight feet when you're like, you know, in grade school. And then if you really are about it, You get the fucking strength shoes. You remember the joints in the East Bay catalog? Shout out to my guy, Darrell Pearsall. He's like 5'3". He's a starting point guard at my high school. And he won the dunk contest. He won Hoop Fest. Had the strength shoes freshman year. He won Hoop Fest our junior year. So 3 years of fucking strength shoeing.
The ones with the thing in the heels?
Yes. No, like the thing on the toe, like the thing on the balls of your feet. Those shits. So it's like your feet are on top of, it's like your feet are on top of one of those little coffee tables that you see in the mall at that furniture store that you would never buy shit in.
With the four legs, yes.
Yeah.
And then they came in your team colors because you had to get all matching shoes. So you had like the purple. Ooh. See, I was just talking about this with someone and I had the pro models, the ones that came out that you could switch out the Adidas stripes.
Oh, you had the color change. You had that one. Ah!
Woo! So we were yellow and blue. So one shoe had yellow on the outside, one had blue. Oh,
yeah. I'm a killer.
Oh, man.
And then you switch feet for the next game. Oh, I'm a killer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, more color switch, little paint swatches from Lowe's. Bring that back.
Yes.
For sure. Which also
definitely work.
I believe for me begins in women's athletics because I think the cheer squad was the first people with them joints. So the big ups. I've been looking at the East Bay catalog since 92, okay?
Hey, I was a proud subscriber. And it was always a circle. What team shoe should we get for the next season? And then the sweat, like the warm ups. Then they had the basketballs and they had like your the casual shoes. I mean, this is sponsored by East Bay now. But yes, it was great.
Yeah. Thank you, East Bay. My email will be posted. Also on my burner, on my Instagram burner account, on my Douglas Finney Smith Instagram.
East Bay is actually sponsoring the pad touching contest.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Winner gets some maroon color snap off warm up pants.
Of course. They have to be maroon. Only maroon.
That's all we had left. That's all we had left in the warehouse. There's a bunch of maroon ones. And you do have to pay for shipping. We were talking about dunking.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know what to say. I mean, what I'm hearing and what I'm understanding is like the reason more women are dunking in the game. It was literally just the feeling about it, around it. Not even the player's ability. And that's like, it's so dumb.
Yeah, because imagine like this stigma of women's basketball players and being like, oh, they're not good enough. And they're just like, actually, I'm really great. I just don't want to. Like, that's a crazy thought to be like, I can dunk on you. I'm just choosing not to today. Like, what a flex. And that is so many women in the WNBA. Like, they probably look at Brittany Griner and they're like, yeah, I can do that. I'm just not today. And that's like, that's their MO. And I'm like, hey, that's a flex because you can pull that out whenever you want to and you'll be fine.
Man, that's how I feel when I'm in New York and I'm on the train. And I see, like, you know, them dudes get on and, like, pretend to walk, like, hang themselves horizontally on the pole and, like, do that thing where they, like, walk up invisible stairs sideways. I'm like, I could do that shit if I had the poles in my house.
Yeah, you're just like, I just don't want to right now. Right but now. I can.
I'm busy. I'm like, you know, I got like eight general meetings with Athlete's Foot, East Bay, Famous Footwear.
But you just don't want to. And then you're like, I'm also not doing this for free. Like, without my pro models on? No, thank you.
Absolutely not. The McDonald's All-American game added the women's dunk contest, I guess, a couple years ago. Probably it was probably a few years ago now. I feel like I've seen Between the Legs attempted. I don't know. I'm rambling, but I ask you now, the future of women banging it in the game. Do you think it's like, I don't want hoop mixtape culture to fuck up women's basketball, because I feel like it's fucking with boys AAU basketball a lot.
Definitely.
And I don't want that to happen. They're
doing stuff just to get on there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want that to happen, but I want to see it more. I want to see more exposure. I don't know. General thoughts and opinions. Jordan Liggins. I'm practicing to get McLaughlin group. So I was trying to talk to you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, great. Great.
But anyway, yeah.
I think it's so interesting because even with like the hoop mixtape culture, and now when we see a woman dunking on our feed, it doesn't shock us as much. You know, I feel like a couple years ago, we were all floored. Like, it was shared everywhere. Everybody was talking about it. Look at this woman attempting to dunk or dunking. And I think now women are just, and young women, again, going back to being encouraged, but also just like willing to take those risks. Like, before it was just so frowned upon. They're like, you know what? You guys got your cameras out. Like, I'm going to try something. I've been practicing it. I'm going to go for it. And I hope it doesn't turn into, you know, I have to go viral or all of that, because we know the women's game. That's not what's going to get you a scholarship. Like, there are plenty of women that can dunk that don't choose to. It's going to be all about the fundamentals and can you play ball? So that's what it's going to come down to. Now, if you have that on top of your game, that's where it just gets exciting. Like, women's game is already exciting as it is, but it's just taking it to another level. And also just showing that we're capable of it. That's what I get excited about. Just being like, look at us.
Look at us. Look at us.
Huh?
Look at us. Say it again. Look at us.
It's like we are doing it and we can do it just as good as the men can. So I think it's the future is so bright with dunking and girls coming out and wanting to do it and saying, record this so I can show you what I'm capable of. And that's, the future is so bright. I can't wait.
Yo, yes. More dunks, more teams, more coverage, more exposure.
Yes. Yes.
Please let me do color commentary for anyone. I'm ready to work for anyone. I'll go anywhere. I just remember. So you want to talk about flexes? I got Jonquel Jones to reply to a tweet of mine, but she flexed on my entire spirit being. So this was like,
oh no, what happened?
So they had a tough game against Seattle like a couple weeks ago, right? It was like a close one. It was a really good game, and then the next night. I'm a Mystics fan.
Oh. Okay.
So the next night, they beat us in another close game. We give up like a, we blow like a 15-point lead. We were up like 15 in the first half. Blow it. And the day after that, she is on Twitter like, yo, that game we played against Seattle was really good. Is anybody paying attention? Like, this is really good basketball. So then I reply, yo, what about when y'all fucking beat us the next day? What the fuck? And then she goes, honestly, that game was kind of sloppy, LOL. Hit me with the LOL on the end.
Oh, on the end, all lowercase.
And I took it on the chin. To my face, and I was like, true, yeah, you right. you're right.
But you got to talk to Jonquel Jones.
She did, yeah.
And she could definitely dunk on you, like anybody.
For sure.
She can dunk on anyone, and she just does it. She's like, I'm cool. I gotta save my legs for overseas, so it's fine.
I was so hurt, dog.
She's probably recording herself doing a dunk right now with, and then just LOL, all lowercase. Just
I tried to follow up and ask her if Sidney Weiss was the only white player she'd ever seen wear a headband. I've never seen, you know, white girls don't wear headbands.
They usually wear like the pre-wrap. as a headband. Oh, okay, have you seen that look?
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty popular.
All right.
I played school in San Diego. So
yeah, my bad. Yeah, excuse me. My fault. I just every time I see it, I'm like, it feels like she's wearing a headband like Corinne Richardson would. And it feels unusual.
It's more like Alex Caruso, especially when she was on the Sparks. They were the same person. We never saw them in the same room together. That's my theory.
Well, I think that seems like a pretty good place to cap it. Jordan Liggins. Thank you
for having me,
man. No, thank you for doing it. And let the people know. If they don't know spinsters, you know, hey, get hip. I'm not gonna call you names. Yes. Just figure it out. Anything else, give them the whole package.
Yes, so make sure to subscribe to Spinsters wherever you get your podcasts, and you can follow me on Twitter @_JordanLiggins.
Yes, sir. Thanks for listening to NBA Storytime. I'm your host, co-writer, and stretch three on the floor, Jamel Johnson. Harry Swartout is our producer, co-writer, and a man heavily invested in RecSpecs. Daniel Hartigan is our script editor and the guy who mops up after people who fall down under the basket. Haley O'Shaughnessy is our consulting producer and leading the league in bench points. Devin Shepard is our production coordinator and the only one who makes sure we all get on the team bus on time. John Yales and Peter Moses are our executive producers, and they also insisted on calling their own fouls. Real good to you guys. NBA Storytime is a Blue Wire podcast. Catch you next time.